Everybody, happy new year. Oh my gosh, it's January 2nd and we are here recapping Bachelor season 22. Can you guys believe that 22 seasons of The Bachelor? Can't handle it. We'll be right back to recap everything right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay.
Do you guys
only
like
race car song we can think of?
The only
car related theme.
Oh my gosh, you guys! Happy New Year!
Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back. Miss you guys.
Miss you.
I feel like this is like really loud right now, right? It's so funny because I mean we obviously had to play some sort of car theme song for Ari.
Right. I mean the car jokes were rampant last night, so we had to bring it back.
Of course.
I don't think this is the end of it either. I think we're just going to get it all season long, so we might as well just get used to them.
Get used to it. You guys, I cannot believe it is the 22nd season of The Bachelor, not even The Bachelorette. That's
wild. I know, and there's only like two couples that have lasted.
I know.
Out of all of this.
It's so crazy.
Tea is hot today.
Maybe one, Sean and Catherine.
Hopefully this season will be a little bit different, and hopefully Ari will find love. You guys, I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can find me across social media at Miss Zias. And tonight, I'm joined by Sterling Cates.
Hey, guys. So happy to be back. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And Christine, where can everyone find you?
Hey, guys. You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean, still with three E's. It's not going to change, guys.
And never change. New year, same Christine Bean.
And next week, we will be back to our normally programmed schedule. Obviously, yesterday was January 1st, New Year's Day, so we weren't able to do the show. So thank you guys for joining us on our off day today. But next week, we'll be back every Monday, 9 p.m. So hopefully you guys will tune in with us all season long. And Renee is still with her family, but she'll be back next week as well. So we're so excited. Thank you guys, obviously, for tuning in to our AfterBuzz show for so many years. We can't wait to start The Bachelor with you. We'll have Winter Games, The Bachelorette. It's going to be a full year of The Bachelor. So thank you guys for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, we have a full year with Winter Games.
I know. It's going to be good. I'm actually
like soaking in now.
Right? I'm so excited. And obviously, like, leave it to ABC and The Bachelor to start us off on, like, the New Year's on the right foot.
I love how Chris Harrison tweets on December 31st, Happy Bachelor's Eve. And I'm like, you know, actually, you guys are pretty consistent with it being January 1st, so we should like coin that, right?
Just really excited about January.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, I've been saying that every chance I can. Oh so my I gosh. Just had to throw it in there.
Wait, that's so funny. I would love to know what your entrance would be because I feel like you'd have like some good like corny pun like that.
If you came out the limo.
Yeah, if you came out the limo.
I need to think about that, I'll get back to you.
Get back to you have all season long.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
We'll be waiting. So you guys, initial thoughts. Obviously, everyone kind of thought Peter was going to be the Bachelor, and then ABC threw us for a loop and gave us Ari. I don't know about you guys. I never watched Ari's season or Emily's season before this, so I was actually so excited to have some fresh blood because it just kind of felt like boring. I just didn't want to see anyone from Rachel's season or really any of like the past guys we've had. So I kind of feel like Ari, for me, is just someone completely new, and I was excited about that.
Yeah, so I was really excited to have a little bit of fresh meat going into the season. After last night, I mean, he kind of faded into the background for me. It was definitely all about the contestants last night, obviously.
Which it always is.
But I will say, like, he was a little, like, vanilla, a little bland for me. But it did make it all about the contestants, which, you know, usually the girls do bring the drama anyway. So, I mean, I guess he'll have to grow on me.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it's no secret I've said it on the show before. I wasn't really thrilled about it being Ari. I know he kind of represents an older generation of Bachelor that I honestly wasn't a fan of. I wasn't as in tune with the show as I am now. So I guess in a way it is something new for me, but he's kind of recycled. He was from a different time.
Right, yeah.
But I have to agree with Sterling. Last night, the women really stood out for me the most. Ari was definitely very, like, just subdued. We didn't really get to see a lot of his personality outside of the package that we were given, just about how he got there. But I was really waiting to see, like, is he really quirky? Is he, like, you know, he seems like he has a good sense of humor. And off the bat, I forgot exactly who he was talking to, but there was a point where a girl was talking to him and he's like, okay, but we only have a short amount of time. I want to know about you.
So right. I appreciated and that.
And she goes, I'm a Libra.
Wait.
That was, it was Crystal.
Crystal, right.
Because okay. we're going to have to talk about her yeah. in a little bit. We will. She was driving me.
We'll get to that. But yeah, that was refreshing for yeah. me at least. Like, as much as I'm dying to know more about Ari and who he actually is, I like that he was... I don't know who that was. Okay. I like that he was, you know, giving the women a chance to really talk about them. And, you know, they're really the star of the show. So
I would say I was very excited for him to come in. But I was underwhelmed for sure. Like, there was nothing special. He wasn't. And he's also, like, he's a good-looking guy. But it's not like he, like, doesn't bring this, like, sexy, like, I don't know. It just, he was boring.
For me personally, he's no Peter. You know what right. I mean? But yeah, I mean, to be fair, Peter doesn't have much charisma anyway, so it's not like we're missing anything in that department.
The only time I felt Ari stood out was in some of his interviews in between the girls that we saw. But I didn't see him with any of the girls being like, okay, like, I see chemistry here. I didn't see any of that happen.
Yeah. I just kind of got awkward vibes from Ari, and I guess this is at the very beginning of his journey, so he could be still feeling it out and yeah. a little uncomfortable. But even when he was sitting down with Sean and Catherine at the beginning of the episode and holding Samuel and all that, which was cute, I just felt like it was really awkward.
I think it's like maybe after night one, I think it's really gonna sink in for him, like that he's back in this world.
Yeah,
because it has been 5 years, and as much as you may watch a show when you're not a part of it or keep up with it, I'm sure nothing compares to actually being in it and then being on the opposite side. He's not a contestant this time, so I think it's really gonna take a little time and maybe just the right girl on the show to bring out the sides of Ari that we want to see to actually understand who he might actually be compatible right. with. Like, I don't even know, like, as I was meeting these girls, I'm like, I don't even know who's right for him because I don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah, that's so accurate. You know, one thing that I definitely remember from last night, and I can't remember who the conversation was with, but one girl was asking him, like, why do you think you're able to fall in love in these situations but not, like, outside in the real world? Mm-hmm. And he said something along the lines of, like, this is, like, such a heightened environment where all you're focusing on is the person that you're dating. And I was like, it was the first time I was like, you know what? That's really interesting because it actually makes sense to me now. When you have, like, no outside noises, you're in this weird bachelor world for, like, what, a few weeks, a few months, and you're trying to fall in love. But literally all you have to focus on is that right. person. So I feel like it made, like, a little bit more sense. Like, yeah, that does, it can happen.
That you does fall make in love sense, so but at the same time, when those outside factors are put back in, mm-hmm. that's why they don't work out.
Right.
It's like, obviously, completely different, you can though. Fall in love with someone when nothing else matters, right. but when, you know, you introduce your job, your family, your schedules, where you live, that sort of stuff. Like, reality is why there's only, like, three couples from this franchise.
Even the little things, like, do they text back? Like, what are they like?
You don't even know that.
You don't even know that. And I think we talked about that a lot at the end of Rachel's season and just, like, how they would venture out into the real world. Every couple has to face the music at some point when they are introduced back into those outside factors and see if it really works.
Well, nothing, if I could quickly hop in, guys, too. The other thing, this is Jeff from the booth, just so you guys
know.
Hey,
Jeff.
The other thing with this show, too, is all of the first dates or even second dates are the most extremely romantic situations you could ever create.
Yeah.
So, like, of course you'll fall in love with someone if, like, your first date with them is a Tahitian waterfall dinner.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, my first date was, like, Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, listen,
Cold Stone.
But Cold Stone is pretty good. But I think that's part of it is when you're simulating a honeymoon scenario for a first date, I think it can escalate feelings very quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
I think it was Allie who asked him that question.
Oh, R.I.P. Allie. Well, not R.I.P. actually. She's
but
not
I
dead,
can't remember. Not Maybe not. It was definitely a blonde one, I think.
Oh, really? I thought it was for sure a brunette.
Really? Oh, snap.
can we talk about Maybe the yes. blonde to brunette ratio really quickly?
And also the four Laurens.
Okay.
We know The Bachelor essentially looks for certain types with the casting. Right. I mean, they've perfected the Raven type, clearly, this yes. season.
And the Lauren Bushnell type.
And the Lauren Bushnell type. Right. It's just like, oh, hold on.
There's Laurens, though, that had to get out one after the other. Lauren B, Lauren G, Lauren J, Lauren S.
That's terrible.
And they all had to get out. They were all in the same limbo. That's so mean.
It is really cruel.
Especially being like the third and fourth Lauren. It's...
Well, only
it is cruel.
Three Laurens survived last night, so Lauren J's gone. I mean, so that's one less, but
it's a decent ratio. Three survived. Okay, so let's talk about the girls' initial thoughts. initial thoughts, Sterling.
Okay, who were my favorites?
Yeah, who are your favorites?
Okay, so Becca K, I liked, because I liked her entrance. It was the proposal, and she was like, are you ready to do the damn thing? Mm-hmm. Which is something I say in general, so I thought that was a bold move in a non-aggressive way. Remember when Claire Crowley came out and she said something about she came out with a fake baby bump?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was a bit
creepy.
That was creepy and, like, too much about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought Becca's little proposal was cute, like, having him get down on the one knee. I thought it was aggressive just enough. Like, mm-hmm. It was bold.
Becca K, we're talking about.
Becca K. I thought Becca M was really cute, the one with the short hair. Yeah. It was super weird that they didn't have her age by her name on her tag.
I know, and people are freaking out about it all over the internet.
Pretty sure that's going to be a storyline. She's 22.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, Becca was one of my favorites. I mean, shout out to Jessica, who's an after buzzer but didn't make it.
Yeah.
That was sad. I was, like, really hoping we could root for her.
I know.
Yeah, I think Becca's my favorite.
Christine, what about you? Who is your initial favorites?
My initial favorites, Mikkel, I love her. Mm-hmm. I loved her package, and I think she brings such great energy. Plus her entrance coming in a race car, kind of hopping out and just swinging her blonde hair. She had a gorgeous blue dress. I mean, she just wowed me. And I love that in her one-on-one time with Ari, they took a selfie together. It was very light and cute, and considering the drama of the night, as always with the first night, is who's going to get enough time and what are you going to say? And what do you, you know, it seemed like she let her entrance speak for herself and had just like a really chill time with him, which I thought was a good way to play it starting off. And my other favorite coming into it was also another car entrance, which is Becca, mm-hmm. Becca M with the short hair, yeah. Who's, we now have figured out, is 22. I just think she's so cute. Like, she literally is just one of the most stunning women there, in my opinion.
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
And I think she's very coy with her commentary, at least from what the edit was of the night, like, kind of seeing what the other girls are up to, but making sure that her time with him, it just seemed like Ari was entranced by her. So I'm looking out to see what she does.
Becca obviously made him really nervous, because that back of the, when they had a one-on-one time and he was like, she asked what excites him and he said excitement excites me.
Yeah.
And pizza.
And she called him out on that too, which I liked.
I mean, pizza though.
Yeah. She was like, oh, you're excited by excitement?
Okay. Or something like that. She's not dumb. Yeah. Like, right. She's very present and listening.
So what I really liked about Becca is that she's just like different than obviously the Bachelor mold, right? Like, mm-hmm. If you look at, we're literally looking at their bios and their photos, and every girl like kind of looks alike except her. And I just feel like, obviously she stands out no matter what because of that. And she's beautiful. And I liked her entrance.
I thought it was great.
It was awesome. And then there's something about Tia that I was excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was obviously because she's Raven 2.0. And Raven was kind of funny. And I just feel like Tia is going to bring some excitement or something different than the other girls.
Yeah. I liked Tia's entrance. I thought it was really funny. It was kind of
with the wiener.
It was kind of Caitlin Bristow-y. I also really liked Annalise, the one that came in with the kissing panda. I thought she was super sweet. Whenever they had their one-on-one time, it seemed pretty. She seemed like a genuine person.
I felt like Tia's entrance told more about Ari than it did about her, because Ari was like kind of awkward, and I kind of just felt like, dude, like lighten up and have some fun. Like, obviously, this is like a joke. She just gave you like a little wiener and is trying to have fun with, like, I mean, it's weird. She's from Wiener, Arkansas, right? Like, not like ideal.
Her entrance though was actually ranked on a couple of websites as like one of the worst.
Oh, really?
Because they thought it was like too much. Yeah, I thought it was like, it gave me, I laughed. Yeah. I chuckled a little bit.
I mean, it was a little too much and it was a little awkward, but I feel like, I mean, you got to just roll with that, right?
You know, I saw this, and I gotta say, I felt a little weird about it.
Okay, from a guy's perspective,
working in Hollywood right now and just being so aware of sexual harassment, I don't want to say it was like, I don't know. I just felt like it was a little inappropriate for a first meeting, and I did try to think like, what if a guy came in and said that to a woman, like made a comment about her body? And
fair point.
That is
her
a good
two
point.
Small oranges or something. I don't know. It would have felt creepy in the other way. So, I don't know. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay.
Plus, there's, like, only one way to respond to that without embarrassing yourself. Like, who's going to say, yeah, I do? No. Yeah. Like, you're going to say, no, I don't have a little wiener. So.
But I don't even think he got the joke.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
Like,
he didn't know she was from there yet.
Yeah, totally.
On screen.
That, right?
I don't even know.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, in that moment, like, you're probably trying to process, like, okay, it's a beautiful girl in front of me. She's from Wiener, and then she's giving me a wiener. Wait, hold on. Like,
and she's asking me if I have a, like, this is all sorts of awkward.
I can see how it could go either way.
Yeah. I guess I'll his be answer fair. Was good, though. He was like, no, I don't have one of
yeah.
these.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Ari, you still didn't answer the question, but that's okay.
TBD, right? Yeah. Right.
So, I think I'm, like, looking at this cast, the photos, and it is really awkward how similar so many of these girls look.
Can we talk about Bibiana really quickly? Because yes. She's also another face that I think is different.
She is.
I will say, out of the girls, night one, she was the least makeup done up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She looked very natural, had her hair pulled back. She just had a little bit of hair in the front, I believe, and then, like, kind of a strappy green dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I just want to know more about her. I don't know about you guys, but I was like, because in the season highlights to come, she got really upset with Chelsea and was like, if you're talking to my man, like, you need to back up. You know, so I feel like she might start some drama.
I feel like Bibiana's the one that's going to, like, fall head over heels really fast, because she was the one who got out of the limo and was like, oh, his blue eyes. All I could think about is how our kids would have blue
yeah.
eyes.
Right.
And to say that on night one is a little much, in my opinion, but I feel like she's going to be the one that falls really fast and gets, like, possessive really fast.
Which makes me wonder, like, what Ari's going to, like, see in her and about her. Not saying that that's her only quality, but just, like, getting that right away. I'm like, ooh, how do they end up eventually connecting? Like, where does that even happen?
I don't know if this is going to, like, make people mad for saying this or not, but I kind of felt like Bibiana was just trying too hard. Or at least in the previews, it seemed like she was trying, like, way too hard. And it felt like very, like, I'm, like, Latina in your face. Like, I'm trying, like, almost like if she was trying to play that character.
I guess we'll have to, they probably edit the previews, like,
yeah,
to
of course.
Amp up the drama. So we'll just have to get to, it's so hard to say because not a lot of these girls, except for Chelsea, got a lot of airtime. Yeah.
I think it just made me uncomfortable that she kept calling him Poppy.
Did she? Yeah. I don't think she noticed that.
She said in an interview, and then I saw it again in the previews, and I was like, oh, please don't stop calling him Poppy. I don't know. Does he seem like someone you'd call Poppy to?
Maybe. Not personally, but maybe if I was Hispanic. But, like,
maybe. I don't know.
He's not a Poppy to me.
He's definitely not a Poppy to me either. So I guess that was my thing.
Did you guys notice that the bios online are different from, like, their cities and stuff are different than what showed up on TV last night, like, on their little,
where I didn't notice their age and stuff? Like, which ones?
So the girl that gave him the pedicure, was it Jenna?
Yes.
Okay, so on there it said she's from Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where I'm from. So
no wonder you noticed this.
So immediately I was like, oh, I'm going to go for this girl. And then she got all weird in the thing.
But then
online it says she's from Indiana. And I was like, oh, okay, then I don't feel as, like, connected to her.
She, by the way,
I was like, okay, good. I don't have to claim her as a North Carolina person.
I think she's gorgeous, but she freaked me out. Yeah. Like, she had a lot going on.
I knew she was going to be weird from her intro because she was doing, like, a lot of this with her hands.
Wait, what's her name again?
A lot of just
Jenna.
Oh, yeah. She was the one that Ari was saying, like, she's all over the place.
All over the place.
Very much so.
Okay, she was all over the place. I think part of me liked her because I was probably like, I think I'm all over the place too. I see a little bit of myself in her.
Yeah.
But he kind of liked that because she kept things interesting, at least.
Totally. He was like, I need to figure this one out.
But this is what's confusing to me. How does she have time to give him a pedicure, to do all these different things, or give him a massage or whatever? And, like, other girls are like, I only had 30 seconds to talk to him.
Well, that's where producing comes in.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't bring the pedicure tub with her.
She needs that tub. Exactly. Yeah. Did anyone get a good look at his toes?
So no. I didn't.
No, but she did say he had very nice feet. She's like, you don't need that much work. Oh, my gosh. Funny. So funny. Okay, so
still don't know what she does. She's like a social media manager, too, which was also confusing while she was giving him a pedicure.
He even said it. He's like, does she do social media and then has, like, a pedicure business? Does she, like,
right.
I mean, she's a woman of many talents. You got to respect that. Right. Let's be real here.
And I actually think it was during that interview that was the only time where I really felt like Ari had personality.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he's kind of funny here.
So maybe she can bring that out in him. That would be exciting.
Okay, that is a great point. All right. Some points for Jenna, bringing out the personality. All right, I think we have to talk about Chelsea because obviously it was her show last night.
Yeah. Get to Chelsea.
She's like Olivia.
It is crazy how much they look alike.
They look a lot alike, and they're obviously, like, the villain from the get-go.
Yeah, of course. Chelsea, okay, her package, did not, I mean, it was, her package was completely different than who I saw on the show.
Totally.
Same.
So you thought she was going to be, I thought she was probably going to be like an Amanda Stanton, super sweet.
What I really
non-confrontational, and it was the exact opposite.
What I liked about her package, two different things. One, obviously we found out she is a single mom, but I loved how she kind of said, like, it's not easy, because a lot of times people are just like, I'm a single mom, it's the best thing in the, or I'm a mom, it's the best thing in the world, like, life is perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that shit is hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, I think she brought up a really good point about why she was interested in going on Ari's season, because he was there for Emily, who was a single mom.
Right.
And I thought that was a really important fact. Like, obviously, he was okay with that, and not many guys would be, or that is definitely challenging. So I was really excited to see her and root for her. And then, obviously, she was casted as the villain.
Yeah, from her intro, yeah, I had the same sentiments after watching her package. I'm like, cool, she's probably going to be sweet, maybe a front runner. I think I wrote her down, her and Caroline, as like my front runners to begin with. But then even just her intro to Ari, she was playing kind of coy, which he picked up on and said that later, that like there was something, like he felt like she had a secret to tell him, but she didn't say it, and that made him want to come back. But I think that was just like her little tactics. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about her anymore.
I don't love that. I don't know. This is might be a hot take, but, you know, she's obviously a single mom, and then she was using her child as like a, I don't know, like leverage with her being mysterious. Like, she was like, oh, I'm going to use, like, but that's an actual human thing. I feel like if I was a single mom, and there's no judgment, and I am not a mom, so I do not know, but I would be like, okay, just so you know, right off the bat, you know, I'm spending time away from my kid right now. I just want you to go ahead and know that I'm a mom.
Well,
not to say I'm not judging her, like, mom techniques, but she was, like, using that as a piece in the game.
But I think the weird part is that he said he wanted to give the rose to someone who he felt, like, really opened up and he got to know and, like, spend time with.
That he got to make out with.
But, yeah. But she didn't say anything. she really didn't. I was like, who are you? We know a little bit about you because of your package, but that's it. Yeah. I didn't feel like there was any obviously they kissed, but there was no connection, and I guess he gave her the rose based on her going back to him, and like,
I think that's what it was.
Maybe he remembered her the most. Yeah.
Yeah, that she took the chance to go back twice.
Right.
And, you know, I think in general, we all like a little mystery, and not to know like everything all at once. It could be probably overwhelming.
Right, definitely.
I agree with your sentiment earlier, though, about her trying to like leverage the fact that she's a single mom as like her little secret to begin with, and also just later on in the highlights, like she's going off at one point, like, I deserve more time, like, I'm a single mom, I need to figure out if he's right for me, like, versus like, doesn't everyone else,
you know?
So I'm really curious to see how she continues to bring up the fact that she is a single mom throughout the course of the season. No judgments. I as well am not a single mom, so I can't speak from like her unique perspective, but it's not the first time we've seen a single mom on the show, and I'm just curious to see how she like lets things play out, because it would definitely rub me the wrong way if she continues to use that to like shit on other people. That's not okay.
I thought it was hilarious that we see all these little clips of her talking behind all the other contestants' backs and just being really manipulative, and like she went to go get a second time with him, and then she intentionally did that to go back into the room. I was like, hey, I just met Ari for a second time.
Ooh,
and just like, you know, totally. If you went to go meet him twice, I would have just gone back and sat down quietly. I wouldn't have.
Because
like,
she was present for the other conversation where girls were saying they hadn't had any time.
Yeah, right. but then in her interview, she'd be like, I'm really not competitive by nature, and I'm not, like, she was trying to be all innocent in the interview, and then what she was doing in the actual party was just...
Are you here to make friends? Because I'm not here to make friends.
Exactly. Really not here to make friends.
I'm surprised she didn't say
that verbatim, though. Did she?
I almost think she did.
Because I was like waiting for it.
Also, how can you meet someone for a second time? That comment really like irked me, because I was like, okay, first of all, you met him once, and then she comes back and is like, I just met him for a second time. He's still just the same sweet person. I'm like, from 10 minutes ago? Like, he didn't change.
Yeah, I don't know. She's gonna stir a lot. She's gonna stir the pot.
I do want to point out. DeMario Jackson tweeted us and said that Chelsea is his favorite so far. So that
Team Chelsea. I see DeMario. Chelsea.
So you know he got targeted as the villain on his season. So I guess he's teaming up with the villains.
You know, you really have to give her credit though, because at the same time, like, there are so many great girls that were beautiful that like got eliminated. And I really think that at this point it's like, okay, like who is here for the right reasons? No one knows. But like, are you here for Ari? And if I were in his position, I'd want to choose someone who I actually thought was there to get married and like want to be with me.
Yeah.
And I think that she at least gave him that. And even That's if it's just by going back a second time.
Yeah. It's the name of the game. I feel like we go through this every time of talking about girls who either stole time or whatever. Like, you do have to get yours. I get that. But, you know, she definitely has an edge about her that is going to definitely make her one to watch. I'm curious, though, if her aggressiveness in trying to get time with him and, you know, kind of go behind people's back is going to help her in the long run, or if that'll be something that eventually catches up to her.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see. At least she, like, did give some good commentary, even if it was, like, a little bitchy. She gave us something.
I think she's going to keep good it TV. Interesting. Yeah, she's good TV, so I'm here for it.
Guys, who was people in the chat roll? By the way, everyone in the chat roll, thank you so much. You guys are hilarious. I love reading the chat roll, and thanks for tuning in live with us. You guys are the best. Let's see. Kayla Wynn said, can we please talk about the armpit chick? I forgot her name. Who was the armpit chick?
That was Allie. Talking about this is a different kind of pit stop that you
that's right. Oh, that's right.
I kind of thought that was clever, but that is a risky move.
Girl, I don't know about you. Okay, so I spoke to my sister and she was like sweating and nervous going there. And like, you know, we all shower, we try and smell good, but like, I don't know about you, but I'd get nervous in that moment and like sweat and
not
be worried.
Not to mention,
and, like,
she probably had a spray tan. I mean, you know.
Yeah, like there's just so many things that can go wrong with this move right here, girl. Like,
she kind of looks like Amanda Stanton a little bit.
Hold on.
Like, look, I have it right here.
Yeah, she does.
She does. She does, but with, like, maybe larger eyes.
Yeah.
And, like, a bigger smile.
It's the dimples and the hair color, I think, that do it for me. That's
why. Sorry,
guys,
I'm looking. You guys are watching us.
Okay, let's talk about Crystal.
Crystal's voice.
Crystal.
I'm pretty sure she was sedated or something.
So her package was she is the health and fitness coach from San Diego, correct?
Yeah.
But then she also talked about her homeless brother.
Yes.
Right.
Which I appreciate that story.
Same.
Mm-hmm. It was really just her voice that annoyed me, and I don't want to be mean, but
I have to agree. He said it was so soothing,
but
I'm like,
me off.
No, don't you feel like once he said it was soothing, it changed even more into a baby voice?
Yeah.
Like, she was trying so hard. I don't remember her sounding like that in her package. Do you?
She really turned it on in front of him. And even, like, when when she got
interrupted.
When
Chelsea interrupted
and she was
her.
Like, but her, she was like, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. And then he was like, tell me about you. And she goes, I'm a Libra.
Oh my god!
I was just like I—that
was like the standout comment of the night to me too, because I was like,
"I'm a Libra."
If I were a guy, what guy do you know that would be like, "Okay, you're a Libra." Okay,
I know everything about you now. I feel like I really got to know you in this by you sharing that
with
me.
That was like her being like, "I'm a blonde."
Right, exactly. Like one line to share about yourself, and that's what you choose. I'm a Libra.
What would be your line, Christina?
Oh gosh. Oh no, I don't know what I would share about myself.
Someone's like, one line, give it to me. Tell me about yourself.
I would probably be like, Greek was my first language and I had no friends at the playground because I would speak Greek to everyone and then hopefully that would lead into like a little bit more about me.
Oh
my gosh, I can't with you, Jen. So funny. I think it would be something like that. That would be like a little bit more like, okay, this is where I came from.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes you unique and that makes
you
that's
really good.
That is good.
What would yours be, Christine?
Shoot, I was just going to say I have an unhealthy obsession with pasta, but...
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
I'm a Gemini.
Just kidding.
I like salt and pepper. I don't know, something. But, Peter, that also applies to you. Okay.
she was pretty, though, and her dress was beautiful, I guess.
The red?
Yeah. No, she's super pretty. I mean, if you look at the cast bio, when you get from, like, J to... L's, they're all kind of blending in there, but
she's so pretty. I don't know. I love her look.
Which one?
I was looking at Jenna.
Jenna,
our resident weirdo.
I appreciated. So this is what I was thinking about Crystal last night when I was watching it. You know when people have to go around talking about how awesome they are, how like they're just trying to make other people better, like. Who you are isn't what you keep telling people. It's just like who you are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Right. I felt like her whole package was about how awesome she is and how she just tries to make other people better and how great it is or whatever. And I mean, I get that, but when it's genuine, you don't have to keep telling people.
So you say like, you can you feel tell, like it was
you can
or wasn't
tell
it?
When people are sweet. They don't have to tell you 8 times.
Yeah, of course.
That they're sweet.
Was she the one who was like, okay, give me your hands, breathe? And that was her entrance too, right?
She was like, do you feel that?
Yeah.
Like with his hand on the heart and stuff. I'm just like, this is too much.
It left an impression though, because after she walked away, he was like, wow, like, I feel great now. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I think it just seemed kind of like put on to me.
Yeah. I mean, 100% it felt put on for sure.
I really just cherish moments like that just because we get to see a reaction out of Ari. Like, I'm always looking to see, like, is he buying that? Like, what's you know, piquing his interest? I really just genuinely feel like I don't know anything about him.
What were your thoughts about Marique? She was the restaurant owner, and I think she said we use a lot of spices, but I need some more salt and pepper, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny that she was all about just being pursued by someone. I was like, oh, this girl's not going to do well with other people trying to date her man.
She said that from her package early on.
Right.
I think she's got a great body, and she's so gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
She gives me kind of like Kim Kardashian vibes too, a little bit. But I also think she just might be one to watch. I think she has a feisty side to her, like we're saying, with like her not being able to handle other people dating Ari, which is part of the show.
Right.
I want to see how that comes out.
Yeah, me too.
What about CN?
I thought she was gorgeous. I liked the elephants. Yeah. Elephants are my favorite animal. Mm-hmm. I thought the cufflinks were a good look. I thought that was cute and something he can keep and probably wear throughout the season. So I'll be curious to see if he wears
them. Keepsakes are key, especially because, like, you know, you can give someone a gift, but, like, something he can actually wear and look down and think of you, like a watch or something. But, like, the cufflinks were such a great idea. And spoiler from, like, reality TV. Well, she obviously makes it past tonight.
Okay, fine.
But also, I was going to say that she was spotted on another date with him. So I know she's going to make it a little further. And I only bring that up to say that we didn't really get to know her better past that moment.
Right, right.
And I thought she was so gorgeous. So I wanted... I'm pleased to know we get more time, and hopefully we get to know her
I liked
better.
Her.
Let's talk about, so Jessica Carroll, she is an AfterBuzz host, and she was on, and she got eliminated last night, and she gave him the gratitude rock.
Mm-hmm.
Her entrance was, to me, felt like very similar to CN's.
But I thought it was thoughtful.
It was thoughtful.
I thought it was thoughtful, too.
But I was really interested, because I feel like they shared a lot about her story last night with her dad, and to share a bunch of it and then have her sent home...
I was surprised that she got as much FaceTime and airtime as she did to be sent home, for sure. Because a lot of the other seven girls that left, I feel like we didn't see at all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like later on in the season, though, usually when someone's about to get eliminated, they do get a lot of FaceTime beforehand.
Yeah, that's true.
But specifically her amongst everybody on night one, I can agree. I thought that was... Like significant? I mean,
I'm curious to know where her dad met Ari before.
I have no idea. But it was obviously because of her dad and, like, that whole story.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of skipping ahead, but obviously the girls that got eliminated were Allie, a personal stylist, Amber, the tanning salon owner, Bree, a sports reporter, Bertan, right?
I think it was Brittany, but just spelled weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jessica,
or different, rather.
Lauren J, Nisha, and Olivia. And I don't know if I'm just, like, putting this together and making it up, but I thought it was interesting that he eliminated the TV host and a sports reporter. And I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Like, okay, like, these girls are already on TV. Like, do they want to be here to be on TV more?
Right.
But it sort of seems like she's not here for the right reasons.
Yeah, no, agreed. I usually think they try to stay away from people who already work in entertainment in general, just because that's like a sign that they might just be there for followers and that sort of stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, everything else, when you take their career away, they're very, like, spot on for typical Bachelor candidates. So I was surprised that Brie and Jessica left last night.
Me too. And I feel like that's the only thing that I saw that they have in common. I'm like, I wonder if that's, like, something that maybe – does he even know that? Like, maybe they told him that. I don't know. Or maybe he was like,
maybe he doesn't want someone who works in entertainment.
Yeah.
That's tough, though, because – I talk about that with my sister and my friends all the time. Like, people in our industry who may even want to take that chance, you already have so much working against you, because if the fans already don't think you're there for the wrong reasons, he might.
Right.
And it's kind of tough, because, like, Brie, I thought, was, like, stunning. And I was like, how is he you know, letting her go, the sports
and
reporter.
And she's a huge sports fan, and he's right. into sports and that sort of stuff, so I was kind of surprised by that, too.
Like, damn, would I not have a chance, guys?
I have a question. Is it weird to you guys, or is it just me, when the girls in their one-on-ones, there were several of them that did it, and I think Jessica did it, too, when they talk about how, like, they were rooting for Ari on Emily's season and how they're kind of, like, fans of his and how... Because it takes away, like, the romance. It's like you're dating a super fan at that point.
Yes.
It just seemed weird to me that it's like, oh, I loved watching you on Emily's season.
Right.
That's why I'm here. I'm a huge fan.
And Jessica did do that.
And yes. It's just kind of weird.
That stood out to me, and I was like, ooh, don't do that.
I think there's two ways you could do it. You could either be like, I was rooting for you, I'm a huge fan, or you could be like, listen, I'm here because I loved watching you on Emily's season, and I just know that, like... You have all the qualities of someone that I want to be with, and that's why I'm here. I'm here because it's you. Yeah. I feel like that might be a little bit different than being like, I was a huge fan of yours.
I know what you mean. It's like fangirling versus authentically explaining your feelings.
Right. Totally.
Because you can tell the difference, I think, sometimes as a guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like on Nick's season, that was like the hot topic because he's done it so many times.
Right.
So to bring up having seen him a bunch of different times, I think made more sense in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
But like with Ari, like to out of nowhere, just like fangirl him, I thought was weird.
Yeah, especially because it was so long ago. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so long ago.
And most of these girls are like 23. So when he was on, they were like 17, 18. So that's even weirder. Not to do the math. I mean, but Becca M was... No. 16.
They're like, I wrote about you for my senior year book report. It was so great.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. People were also saying that, I guess they felt like some of the stories, and I think they were saying, people in the chat roller were saying this, and I guess it was because of Jessica's story with her dad. They thought that maybe it was just too deep or like too much the first night. But I kind of feel like that's what he said he wanted, right?
It is kind of a lot of pressure for her first time meeting him, being like, oh, my dad met you before. I think we're soulmates. And like, no pressure, but... She, you know, like, this is my only chance for my dad to have met my husband.
I mean,
and like, if I were him, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This might be a little much. I get her sentiment and how, like, how, like, important that is to her.
Right.
But it could seem a bit much for him.
I guess. I mean, I thought it was a great point and a good story. And I was like, oh, that's, like, really sweet if it were to work out that way.
Yeah.
But I guess from a guy, you could be like, okay. Stranger danger. Like.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know.
I gotta say, though, as a guy, I would have appreciated that because there's so much fakeness on the first night that I think if you get a real moment from someone, you can more quickly decide whether or not they should stay. So, like, to Jessica's credit, if he dug it, that would have been a really quick way for him to actually get to know her and make intentions clear.
Right.
And there's so little time, it helps to have those moments, I think, from both sides.
Yeah, but it's surprising that I guess it didn't work out. I think I was shocked once I heard the story. I thought he was for sure choosing her.
Yeah.
So I guess I was just like a little bit confused on
his
part.
Shout out to her, though. I know she's going to find love.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, she will. What did you guys think in the chat? Bree Jackson, I think I'm saying that right, brought up that Brittany kissed him from after the race car little segment
that they had.
But she was sent home.
Oh, that's right.
That's interesting. It is funny, though, that they had a little peck, and she was talking about how his lips were clouds and how it was the best kiss ever. I was a little
I feel like, does that happen? Normally, I feel like the girls who always kiss him on the first night are like, are
Well, Chelsea also kissed him, and he took her.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, their kiss was a part of their bet with the race car thing,
right.
And it wasn't a moment.
But didn't he win?
Yeah.
And he still kissed her.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cute.
I thought so, and I thought that's why she would have stayed.
Me too.
Maybe he didn't like the kiss, and that's why she went home.
Oh, ouch.
Maybe he didn't feel anything.
I guess.
Maybe there weren't any butterflies.
I mean, I guess a kiss can either, like, make or break you first night, right? Like, you're either into it or not. Be like, okay, there was no chemistry there. I'm going to send her home.
Guys, thoughts on kissing on the first night, though? Like, is that a good idea, bad idea? Doesn't matter either way. What do you think?
I think if they feel it, they should go for it.
And are you talking about, like, first night bachelor or just, like, first date in general?
Bachelor. But we can do both. Just since we're talking about how to play this game.
Yeah, I think it really honestly just depends on, like, the moment, the chemistry. Like, if it's right, it's right. If it's forced, then it'll never work out. It just, that's bad.
Yeah, because kisses, I feel like, just tell you so much. So if you get to it a lot quicker than you probably would have expected and it's bad, it's like, damn, well, I guess it's
Oh, guys, we're wrong. We're totally wrong.
Was it the wrong Brittany?
Wrong Brittany.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, thank you, chat roll. Yeah, thanks, chat.
Look at you guys, on point, catching us.
But are you sure?
It was Brittany J. She was a marketing manager from San Diego who had her brows, let me just say.
Looked amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brows are on fleek, girl.
You guys, thank you so much for clearing that up. Okay, so good. Because
okay, so it wasn't the kiss that got
it wasn't the kiss. Because okay. He kissed her when he didn't have to, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's supposed to kiss her if she won. So. Right. All right, well, Brittany.
That makes me feel better because that would have just
been
mean.
Yeah. It would have been mean. That's what I was saying. I was like shocked.
Then
he'd
really be a bandit because then he kissed and left. Like,
guys, I'm looking at these profiles and these photos, and there's just some people who I cannot remember for the life of me. So who is, can you guys remember Caroline?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
She gave me, I don't know, for some reason her package gave me Vanessa Grimaldi vibes a little bit in the sense that she's kind of like.
Was she the realtor? Perfect.
She was a realtor who said she found success pretty quickly.
Lots of realtors.
Lots of realtors.
Oh, is she the one from Fort Lauderdale?
No. Well, it's hard to say because the bios don't match up with what they chose.
Yes, it is her.
Me.
She's originally from Massachusetts and then moved to Fort Lauderdale. And she's the one who was like, oh, I sold $5 million within my first year, right?
Like when I saw her, I was just like wifey type. Like that's what popped into my head right away. And I forget, does Ari have a thing for blondes or brunettes? What's his thing?
Well, he was with Emily Maynard. But he dated Courtney Robertson after his season, and she's brunette. So it's hard to say. He's kind of hard to pick. She has golden hair,
so I was like, maybe somewhere in the middle. She just seems like she's, like, where he's at for some reason. That's the vibe I got right away.
I honestly thought that her her little segment package was awkward.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah. I was kind of bored.
Well, I just thought she was, like, cookie-cutter bachelor type. That's why I was I'm going to put her in there because she seems to check off a lot of the boxes that someone... Like Ari might want.
I definitely think there's potential there with him anyway. They have a lot in common.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, you know.
It was funny how many people in real estate there were. Did you guys get that?
Notice that type, too? I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, who's Valerie? Like, I was surprised that she stayed. Like, there are some people, like Jacqueline. We didn't really get to hear a lot from her. Just interesting types. You know, like Jacqueline having super dark hair. I think Valerie was the redhead who was kind of quiet, so... There's so many people I still am like, who are you?
You know, the first night of The Bachelor is never my favorite because it just is like kind of like a shit show. Like so much going on. Like you don't really get to know anyone. So I'm excited for next week to like dive into these girls a little bit more and
yeah, get to know who they are. It's usually the final 10 or so where you really start to get to know these girls or guys, depending on which season it is. But yeah, and you can start picking your favorites, you know?
Yeah. Chat roll, I also want to know if you guys agree with my assessment that Ashley looks like Thandie Newton, if you guys know who that is. She looks like her.
She really does. And she's still in it, right? She didn't get eliminated.
Yeah, she's still in the running.
She's still in the running.
She definitely
does. I thought that Tia looked like Becca Tilly / JoJo Fletcher.
She looks like Becca Tilly and JoJo Fletcher
had a baby.
And sounds like Raven.
It's very, it's very confusing.
Because she's from Arkansas, so we're going to get that all season.
It was interesting to me when she had the little package with Raven, because I wonder how many past contestants get their girlfriends on, because we also saw that on Nick's season with Liz, who was, oh my gosh, what's her name's best friend?
Had a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Tanner's wife.
Jade.
Wow. I was like, Jan?
We do. I swear we love this show. Real quick, Annalise. I know we mentioned her just a little bit before, but I really liked her, and I felt like they had a great connection when they had their... You don't like her, Christine. Christine just gave such side eye. She was like, Annalise, like, not having it at all. But Ari seemed into her.
Annalise? I thought she was sweet.
I was surprised by how into her she was. He was, only because... I don't know if this was just like a minor thing, but I noticed when he took off the mask and then I feel like she was just like talking over him. Like she was just talking. And I was like, wait, what was happening here? And then like, I don't know. I just didn't feel it from her. But
she seemed nervous, but in a genuine way. I thought she seemed sweet. So it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be harsh,
she had a natural beauty to it.
But my only thing was that she really didn't look that different with the mask on and off. And I was like, okay girl, this is not blocking your whole face. Like, we see you.
This is going to make me sound really lame, but was it a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray when he couldn't figure who she was the whole movie because she had that eye mask on? I was like, you literally see this girl in the hallways every day.
The most frustrating thing ever.
So frustrating. It's like when you take the eye. It's like when you take sunglasses off.
Oh my
god, no one's
gonna
notice you.
Like really drastic. Ooh,
so funny. Okay, you guys, real quick because we have to wrap it up. Chat roll. I'm gonna ask you this question as well. We want to know who your top five are right now. Who do you think are gonna be the last five girls standing? List them, chat them now, and then we'll read some off before we end the show. But Sterling, if you had to name top five right now,
oh my god. Let me go back to my little cast here. Top five for me, I would say Becca K. Oh my gosh, do you think Chelsea makes it that far? Top five.
Girl, it's, okay, I'm asking you.
I'm going to say Becca K, Chelsea, maybe Kendall. Five is a lot. Tia, and I'm just going to throw in Becca M in there just for fun.
Okay, okay. Christine?
Hold on. I got four
down. Oh, wait. And CN. Okay, I'm going to replace, sorry, Chelsea.
Damn.
With CN.
That was going to be my last one. Okay. Okay. Actually, let me go.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to say Becca okay. K, Becca M, Jenna, Chelsea, and Mikkel.
Okay.
Those are my top five.
I had Tia, Mikkel, Becca K, Becca M, and I'm going to go with Marik. I'm going to give her a little more time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Can I just say I from, like a, probability, from yes. a probability perspective, I'm going to guess that Lauren will be there. We don't know which one.
We don't even have a Lauren. You're right. Yeah. That's amazing.
A Lauren.
For sure, A Lauren. Is
okay. Do you have any others you want to add?
I feel like I need to rewatch it closer.
Okay.
But I'll have some more insight next week, y'all.
Okay, well, some people in the chat roll are saying, Jasmine Hall said Caroline, Tia, Becca, Caroline. CN. Bree Jackson said CN, Becca, Caroline, Chelsea, even though she doesn't like her, and Tia. Liza said CN, Caroline, Tia, and Elise and Becca. So obviously we're all kind of thinking the same thing. Great Frillhead, is that the name? Said Becca, Jacqueline, Kendall, Tia, and Mikkel. So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also, guys, just a reminder, in these chats and tweeting and stuff, we don't like to have any spoilers, so it doesn't ruin it for people.
Yes,
just
please.
A heads up on that.
Yeah, I've been warned as well, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christine with three. No, that was really a subtweet at Christine with three.
you guys, so I guess, do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm just going into this season with a very open mind because I know I was very vocal from before about like not giving a crap about it. And after meeting these girls, you know, I'm intrigued. And, you know, everyone from last season and seasons prior seemed to be all into Eric Bigger was tweeting about it. So was Rachel Lindsay. A lot of the people from the previous seasons, the most recent ones, you know, I'm on board. I'm sold. Give me a good season, Ari. I'm excited for it.
I agree. Going into it with an open mind, ready to get to know Ari more. I feel like the women are bringing it, so hopefully he'll show a little more personality in the next few episodes.
I don't think we're going to see personality from him until halfway through. Mm. I kind of feel like the girls will steal the show, and then like after that, it'll be up to him. What I'm very excited about is he did say things will be done differently, and I feel like that was... I took that more seriously than, like, Chris Harrison being like, this will be the most dramatic season ever. But it seems like they're traveling a lot.
Yeah. Well, dude. Chris Harrison did an interview, and he said in the interview that they're going to do hometowns way earlier.
Interesting.
So they're going to go to Ari's hometown way faster than usual because his family's such a big part of his life. He wants them to meet, like, his dad and his brother and all that stuff. So I don't
do you
know
think
how many
a lot more girls then?
I think it sounds like they'll have more selection in the hometowns for
okay,
him.
Okay, that's interesting. So obviously their opinion matters a lot.
I like the switch up. I'm here for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too. So I guess we'll just wait and see. You guys can tune in with us every Monday at 9 p.m. We will be here. Thank you guys so much for watching. My name is Christina Zias. Follow me across social media at Miss Zias.
And I'll go. I'm Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Mean. Tweet me. Let me know your thoughts on week one. Predictions for week two.
You guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
And
see you next week.
See you guys next week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
This is drama. This whole is drama.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Huh?